All Western nations seem to have their own TV talent shows. The British are addicted to them. NPR's London correspondent, Philip Reeves, spent this weekend watching the telly, and he found the British are breaking some surprising boundaries.
Allow me to introduce you to a woman called Anne Widdecombe. Widdecombe's a former British government minister. She's known across this kingdom for her stridently conservative views. Abortion, gay rights, the ordination of women priests, cannabis. Widdecombe's against them all. I should say the Right Honourable Anne Widdecombe. She qualifies for that title as a member of the Privy Council, a traditional body that's supposed to advise the Queen. For years, Widdecombe's been widely viewed here as a noisy busybody, the sort of finger-wagger most Liberals would seek to avoid. Her fortunes have changed. Last night, millions of Britons sat down eagerly to watch the Right Honourable Widdecombe carving a clumsy path across a ballroom floor. Many of them were actually rooting for her.
Dancing the tango, Anne Widdecombe.
Widdecombe's the unlikely star of Britain's hugely popular show Strictly Come Dancing. Dancing with the Stars was modelled on it. Celebrities get paired up with professional dancers. They do the cha-cha-cha, they tango and jive. Their fate's determined by a mixture of the judges' scores and an audience phone vote. The Right Honourable Widdecombe, or Widders, as the British tabloid papers now affectionately call her, is a terrible dancer. She looks like one of those awkward British patricians who, like the Queen, just find it very difficult to strut along to erotic Latin rhythms.
Actually a tango like E.T.'s mum.
Oh, and she's also 63, rotund and very short. The judges and critics have unkindly called her a hippo, a heffalump, and, last night, a dancing disaster. Widdecombe's compared herself to an elephant. She usually gets dismal scores from the judges, yet every week the British public has come to her rescue, voting to keep her on the show. On one show, swaddled in pink and sequins, Widdecombe flew in from the rafters on a wire into the arms of her tall, lean partner, Anton.
But if you saw Anton on the dance floor, wouldn't you fly down to meet him?
On another, the Right Honourable Widders appeared in a billowing gold frock, lay down on the floor, and was whirled around by Anton to the tune of Wild Thing. How the crowd roared. When Widdecombe first appeared on the show, the bookies had her at 100 to 1 to win. They've revised that to 7 to 1. I find all this very strange. I know the British love an underdog and a good sport. And, hey, Widdecombe recently retired from politics, so she can do what she likes. But she is a Right Honourable and a former government minister. This behaviour would be unusual anywhere, even in America. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
This is NPR News.